弟兄姐妹们，主日平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
希望最近家中都没有什么事发生。
Hope that nothing has been happening at home recently.
因为现在是一段艰难的时期。
This is a very difficult time right now.
没有事情发生就是好消息了。
No news is good news.
2020年是不寻常的一年。
2020 has been a strange year.
最近从自己、周围的人中都听到不好的消息。
Recently, I've heard bad news from others around me, and I myself have received bad news.
但外面的这个所处的世界呢
？As for the outside world,
疫情还没有被控制的迹象。
There is no sign that the epidemic situation has been contained.
在几天前，在 Galveston 有一个旅馆，那个公示牌贴着这样一句话
：A few days ago, a phrase was pasted on the billboard of a Galveston hotel.
先是病毒，现在是这个。
First virus, now this.
那这个是什么呢
？What is this referring to?
就是这个飓风 Laura。
It refers to Hurricane Laura.
虽然休斯顿很幸运没有受太大的影响
Even though Houston was very fortunate not to be greatly affected.
但两天前有灾后从路易斯安那州回来的我们一个邻居跟我们亲口这么说
Two days ago, a neighbor of mine who came back from Louisiana told me this.
说飓风经过的地方全毁了
He said that every place that the hurricane touched had been completely destroyed.
所以 Laura 是今年大西洋第十二个被命名的风暴。
Laura is the 12th named Atlantic storm this year.
一般在飓风季节，第十二个被命名的风暴，不一定会出现。
During a typical hurricane season, the 12th named storm may not even appear.
就算出现，也是在十一月底以后。
And even if it does appear, it should be after November.
现在是八月份。
But right now it's only August.
不止如此。
Not only that.
还有加州的山火。
And we see also all the unrest.
都是因为创纪录的极端天气引起的。
Because oh, all the weather and the climate.
在自然灾害之外呢
？And besides all these other natural disasters.
2020年是选举年。
2020 is also an election year.
我们看到这个社会的动荡和分裂。
We've seen the turmoil and division in our society.
还有人心败坏所造成的破坏。
And the damage brought about by human depravity.
似乎现在坏事情、坏消息，都在加速。
It seems like these bad things and bad news are both accelerating.
在年初的时候，我们都希望2020年有一个重启键。
At the beginning of the year, we really hoped that there would be a reset button for 2020.
重新开始。
That we could start over.
但现在2020年已经过去三分之二的时间了。
But now 2020 is already two-thirds of the way through.
我相信大家都感觉最好有一个快进键。
I believe everyone feels that it's best to have a fast forward.
赶快越过2020，进到2021。
To hurry up and get to 2021.
那我个人在这一段时间，半震惊、半担忧的心情里面，向神寻求。
Personally speaking, during this time, I've been half shocked and half worried, and I sought the Lord.
就跟大家一样问神，各样的事有什么时候会有结果
？Just like everyone else, I asked, when will all these things come to an end?
而且会有什么样的结果
？And what kind of an end will it be?
那神给我的答复是这样
The answer God gave me was
有快进键
There is a fast forward button
但不是快进到2021年而已
But it is not just a fast forward to 2021
神跟我讲要快进到世界的末了
God told me it is to fast forward to the end of the world
快进到一个永恒的国度
To fast forward to an eternal kingdom
所以今天我想跟大家交通一下马太福音的第24章
So today I want to share with you on Matthew chapter 24
这是关于国度的一章圣经
This is a chapter of the Bible that has to do with the kingdom.
整个这个世界不但有结果
The whole world not only has an end,
还有它的时间表
but also a timetable.
早就定好了
And this has already been decided.
国度一定要成就
The kingdom must take place.
那因为现在是网上的聚会
Because we're in an online gathering,
很可能有弟兄姐妹在家中比较随意
It's very possible that some brothers and sisters are more casual at home.
但我建议大家现在除非你手里是圣经把手里的东西放下
But I suggest that right now, besides the Bible that may be in your hand, you put down whatever else is in your hand.
把圣经拿在你手里
To hold the Bible in your hands.
我们一起来查考神的话
And together we will examine the Word of God.
今天我们会读很大段的章节
Today we'll read a long chapter.
好，现在我们就来读这些章节
Right now we'll go ahead and read those passages.
为了时间的关系，我们中英文一起来读
For the sake of time, we will read English and Chinese together.
第一处章节在马太福音的24章第一、第二节。
First is in Matthew chapter 24, verses 1 and 2. Jesus
耶稣出了圣殿
came out from the temple
正走的时候
and was going away
门徒进前来
when his disciples came up and pointed out the temple buildings to him.
耶稣对他们说
and he said,
"Do
you not see all these things? Truly I say to you, not one stone here will be left upon another which will not be torn down.
下面是第三、第四节。
Next 3 and 4.
耶稣在橄榄山上坐着，门徒暗暗地来说，请告诉我们，
Tell us, when will these things happen, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? And Jesus answered and said to them, See to it that no one misleads you.
下面我们来读第七、第八节。
Read 7 and 8.
民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处必有饥荒、地震，这都是灾难的起头。人们叫做生产之难。
But all these things are merely the beginning of birth pains.
下面我们来读第13、第14节。
Read 13 and 14.
唯有忍耐到底的，必然得救。
But the one who endures to the end, he will be saved.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，为万民做见证。
And then the end will come.
然后末期才来到。下面我们再来越过一大段，我们来读32、33节。
We'll skip a large portion and go to 22 and 23. 32 and 33.
你们可以从无花果树学个比方，当树枝发嫩长叶的时候，你们就知道夏天近了。这样你们看见这一切的事，也该知道人子近了，正在门口了。下面我们再来读36、37节。
Read 36 and 37.
但那日子、
that day and hour,
那时辰，没有人知道，
not even
连天上的使者
也
不知道，
nor the Son,
子也不知道，唯独父知道。
For the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah.
好，下面我们来读42 to 44.
We'll read 42 to 44.
所以你们要警醒，
on the alert,
因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。
Your Lord is coming,
家主若知道几更天有贼来，
就必警醒，
不容人挖空房屋。这是你们所知道的。所以你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。下面我们来到路加福音。
We'll go to Luke next.
在21章的第34到36节。
In chapter 21, verses 34 to 36.
路加福音21章34到36节。
Luke chapter 21, verses 34 to 36.
你们要谨慎。
Be on guard, so that your hearts will not be weighted down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of life.
那日子就
and that day will not come on you suddenly like a trap.
因为那日子要这样临到全地上一切居住的人。
But keep on the alert at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are about to take place and to stand before the Son of Man.
好，下面我们回到马太福音第二十四章。
Next, we'll return to Matthew chapter 24.
再来读45节到第47节。
To read verses 45 to 47.
谁是忠心有见识的仆人，为主人所派管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们。Blessed is that slave whom his master finds doing so when he comes. 那仆人就有福了。
Truly I say to you that he will put him in charge of all his possessions.
还有最后一处章节是在以弗所书第一章第十节。
Last passage is in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 10.
以弗所书第一章第十节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 10.
要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，
With a view to the administration suitable to the fullness of the times, that is the summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens and things on earth.
好，现在我们有一个祷告。
We'll have a prayer time.
现在主啊，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
虽然今天你还没有回来。
Even though you have not yet returned today.
但是你说有平安赐给我们。
But you say peace to you.
在这个平安里面，但你不是要让我们沉睡。
In this peace, you do not want us to sleep.
因为天地都要废去，你的话不会废去。
Because heaven and earth will pass away, but your words will not pass away.
所以我们在你面前谦卑。
So we are humble.
承认我们没有预备好。
We confess that we are not prepared.
我们求您今天就来预备我们。
We ask you today to prepare us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. 好，今天我跟大家分享的题目是人子近了，就在门口了。
Today, my sharing for the sermon is He is near, right at the door.
这句话就在马太福音的24章33节那里。
This is partly quoted from Matthew 24:33.
神给我的负担是要来今天交通国度的事情。
The burden that the Lord laid on me is to fellowship with you about the word kingdom.
这一段讲论在马可福音、在路加福音都有记载。
In this discourse, is also taking place in the Gospel of Luke and the Gospel of Mark.
在另外两边的翻译都这么讲，是神的国近了，正在门口。
In the other two Gospels, it was written that the kingdom of God is near, right at the door.
所以，如果国度这个词你觉得太大。
If you think that the word kingdom is too big.
昨天不止一个人在警告我说这个词太大。
Yesterday, more than one person has warned to me that this is too big a topic.
那我换一个讲法。
Therefore, I'm going to change my mannerism of speech.
我们今天为什么而活？
Today, why? What do we live for?
我们怎样生活？
How are we supposed to conduct our lives?
好，那在神的话语里面，我们今天要我跟大家分享下面这几点。
In the word of God, I will fellowship with you a few points.
第一点就是今天我们要个人来求问神。
Today, first, we have to individually go before God to inquire of him.
第二点，我们要有国度的眼光。
Second, we have to have a vision for the kingdom.
第三，神国的时间表是什么？
Third, I want to fellowship with you about the timetable for the kingdom of God.
然后第四点，如果有时间的话，如何预备？
If we have time, number four, I want to share with you how to be ready.
那在如何预备里面，我会分享三点。
And in the topic of how to be ready, I will share with you three points.
第一个就是要警醒，不要以为平安稳妥。
First, it is to be alert and not to just feel that there's peace and safety.
第二点就是不要思虑地上的事。
Second,It is not to be mindful of things on the earth.
第三点就是在神的家忠心服事。
And thirdly, to be a faithful servant in the household of God.
所以现在我们先来看第一点。
So let's turn to our first point.
就是今天我们要个人的来求问神。
Which is, we have to individually come before the presence of God to inquire of him.
为什么要这样？
Why do we have to do that?
我们看到这个故事里面门徒啊，因为要发生的事就感到震惊，感到迷茫。
We see that here, disciples, because of the things that Jesus told them, they were puzzled, they were confused.
他们心里有个很重的感觉。
They had this heavy heart within them.
这个感觉促使他们要暗暗地来见耶稣。
So this feeling caused them to go to him privately.
所以马可福音讲到甚至哪几个门徒来见耶稣。
Even in the Gospel of Mark, they named the specific disciples who went to Jesus in private.
他们要求问神。
They want to inquire of God.
在今天这个时代。
Today, in this generation.
尤其在2020年。
Especially in the year 2020.
我们不是说听见，我们是已经亲眼看到各样发生的重大事件。
We are not just hearing it by the hearing, but we have actually seen with our eyes all these things that have happened.
难道我们没有感觉吗？
Do we not have this sense?
或者说我们只是期盼这些事过去风平浪静了就好。
Maybe we're just thinking that maybe after all this passed, everything will calm down.
你们里面我们里面有没有一个催促向主来求一个答案求一个指引呢？
Do we have this urgency within us to ask God for guidance and for a teaching?
如果我们还是专注在这个地上的人事物里面。
If we're still concentrated on things matters on this earth.
我们还是继续我们的日常，没有改变。
We're still continuing with our daily life without any change.
我们像不像一个耳聋的人，眼瞎的人，像不像一个沉睡的人？
Are we not like someone who is dumb and blind and in deep slumber?
今天这个世代的危险就是神的儿女已经不会思想。
The danger of this generation is that people of God cease to think for themselves.
包括我自己，原谅我这么说，我们失去了一个思考的能力。
Including myself, forgive me to describe it this way, but I have lost the ability to think.
有的时候是人云亦云。
Sometimes, you know, we hear people talk and we start talking.
我们听从各样的潮流，各样的讲法。
We listen to all kinds of things that people talk about.
Or fashion.
Fashion.
我们不问神的感觉怎么样。
We do not care about the sense from God.
甚至今天大家听到这个信息的时候。
Even now when you're listening to my message.
也请大家要慎思明辨。
And please have some discernment.
因为你要向神求问这个交通的弟兄他讲的里面如果有真实美善的我们要留下来。
Inquire of God. If what I say is good and true, then keep them.
但如果是有虚谎的有错谬的要把它除去。
However, if there are lies and untruths, remove them from my speaking.
另外一方面就是有的人太坚持以自己为准。
And on the other hand, there is someone who always insists on their standards as being right.
是以我的感觉我的利益我的理由来做一切的决定。
He bases a decision on my decision, my sense, my benefit, everything is me.
从我出发的事情大于神的话还有神的原则。
Whatever is from me is larger than the standard of God and God's principle.
所以难怪我们彼此交通有的时候 不光只是不同意见，甚至是起争吵。
No wonder that we have strife within us and that we have arguments among us.
我们来问问主。
We have to ask the Lord.
前一段跟一些弟兄有一些交通。
Earlier, I had some fellowship with some brothers.
那在交通结束的时候，感谢神，借着神的恩典，我们彼此约定，都到神面前自己去问一问。
By the grace of God, we said to each other, we will, after we concluded with our fellowship, we will go before the Lord and inquire of Him again.
如果我们来到主面前来求问的话，
if we inquire of the Lord in His presence,
主会给我们恢复这个思考的能力。
The Lord will restore our ability to think.
他必会解答我们的疑问。
He will certainly answer all our questioning.
感谢神。所以我们现在来看第二点。
So thank God, let's turn to my second point.
就是要有国度的眼光。
Which is we have to have a vision for his kingdom.
这个是在第24章第4节里面所提到的。
This is what is referred to in verse 4 of chapter 24 of Matthew.
我们看到门徒在前三节来到主面前问了三个问题。
We see that the disciples in the first three verses of chapter 24 went to the Lord to ask three questions.
但实际上只有一个问题。
But in reality, it is only one question.
他们心中只关心一件事。
All they care about is just one thing in their heart.
就是这个地上这个圣殿。
Which is the temple on this earth.
就是地上的以色列国。
And the nation of Israel on this earth.
因为这个圣殿这么的荣美。这么的宏伟。
Because this temple is indeed so glorious and beautiful.
所以当他们听到这个圣殿要被毁的时候。
So when they heard that this temple was about to be destroyed.
自然他们想到世界的末了。
Naturally, they think about the end of this earth.
他们的世界结束了。
This means their whole world has concluded.
而且他们知道主是基督。
They also know that the Lord is the Messiah, the Christ.
他们听闻主的再来，他们也问这件事。
They have heard about the coming of the Lord and they ask about it.
所以在其他福音书上我们看到，这些门徒他们只问的圣殿这件事。
So from other Gospels, we see that the disciples were only asking about the temple.
所以在第四节主的回答呢，第一句话就是不要迷惑。
So in verse 4, when the Lord responded to them, his first thing is, see to it that no one misleads you.
在解答之前他说不要迷惑。
Before he answers his questions, he says, see to it that no one misleads you.
不要把地上的国跟天上的国混淆在一起。
Do not confuse the kingdom of this earth with the kingdom of God.
不要把地上的事跟天上的事混在一起。
Do not mix up things of this earth and things of the kingdom, the heavenly.
如果这样的话，我们甚至认不出谁是基督。
If not, we won't be able to recognize who Jesus is.
会跟随那些假先知、假基督。
And then we will follow the false Christ and the false prophets.
今天难道不是这样吗？
Today, is that not so?
分辨是非真伪，对信神的人都成为一个很大的挑战。
Even for people who believe in God, discerning what is true and untruth has become a great challenge.
所以今天神提醒我。
Therefore, God reminds me today.
也希望借着马太福音24章来提醒弟兄姐妹们。
And also desire to use Matthew 24 to remind all the brothers and sisters.
要有国度的眼光。
You have to have a vision for His kingdom.
不然的话，马太福音这本国度的书，我们其实读不懂，也读不全。
Otherwise, if you read the Gospel of Matthew without this vision, you cannot understand fully, and your understanding is incomplete.
24章你读出来是一个神秘的章节。
Chapter 24 would be mysterious to you.
你会发现主耶稣根本就没有按照门徒的顺序来回答问题。
You see that the Lord Jesus did not answer the disciples' questions in their order.
这是主他的智慧。
This is the wisdom of the Lord.
他总是借着一个糊涂的问题，但是却把一个属天的启示讲出来。
Often people ask him a foolish question, but then he usher in a heavenly wisdom.
大家还记得尼哥底母吗？
Do you remember Nicodemus?
他是夜间暗暗的来见主的。
He went to see Jesus in the middle of the night in private.
他把耶稣是作为从神来的师父。
He said that Jesus is the teacher from heaven.
所以他要学习一些关于神的教导。
Therefore, he wanted to learn some teachings from God.
那时候主责备过他。
At that time, the Lord has rebuked him.
说跟你讲地上的事你都不明白，怎么还跟你在讲天上的事？
If you don't understand when I tell you about things of this earth, how can you understand when I tell you about things of the heavens?
但是因为尼哥底母的虚心。
However, because of the humility of Nicodemus.
主耶稣把天地间 最伟大的真理启示给他。
The Lord revealed to him the greatest revelation between heaven and earth to Nicodemus.
神爱世人。
The God loves the world.
2020年在这一切的乱象里面。
In all these craziness in year 2000.
如果有神的儿女来到他面前。
If any children come before the presence of God,
他要把你的心打开。
He will open up your hearts,
让你看到国度。
And he will let you see his kingdom.
虽然在这一切的光景里面，死亡里面，甚至灰暗，所有的这一切征战里面。
In all the conditions and death and grayness and warfare,
他会让你看到神爱世人。
He will enable you to see that God loves the world.
所以我鼓励大家到神面前来。
Therefore, I encourage everyone to come into the presence of God.
当我们有了天上的眼光。
When we have this heavenly vision.
我们看到他的爱，也能看到他的公义。
We can see his love and we can see his righteousness.
那现在我们来看第三点。
Let's turn to point number three.
我们仔细来看看主的回答。
Let's study very carefully the response of the Lord.
这是很大的一段。
This is a large passage.
是从第七节一直到三十五节。
Which is from verse 7 to verse 35.
他启示神的国必会来到，也讲到我们在其中的应对。
He also revealed that the kingdom of God will surely come and how we are to fit in all this.
大家知道我没有这么深的生命可以把这个国度的事情讲得这么清楚。
You know that I don't have this deep life to expound on this kingdom of God in detail.
所以神给我的是让我从这个角度看，就是这里面讲了一个时间表。
So, but the Lord did enable me to see about this timetable in these verses.
那有些解经的，刚才提到，他按照门徒的问题去给这些内容分段。
Some Bible expositions divide up this passage based on the questions of the disciples.
只不过是越读越乱。
However, the more you read it, the more confused you become.
虽然主对门徒的问题都有解答。
Even though God has, the Lord has answered all of the questions of the disciples.
但是主是按照国度的顺序来讲。
However, he is answering them in the order of his kingdom.
所以在第七、第八节讲到第一件事。
Therefore, verses 7 and 8, he explained the first thing.
就是灾难。
Which is tribulation.
或者叫生产之难。
Or birth pangs.
这个阵痛大家都理解吧。
We all understand labor pains.
甚至年轻的也都知道哈 ，Stephen 弟兄也都知道这个生孩子是怎么回事，生产。
Even our young brother Stephen here knows what is giving birth to a child and labor pains.
那我的女儿正出生，好像昨天一样。
And it was
我也很年轻啊。
My daughter Jane is here. It's almost like she was just born yesterday. I'm also young.
从第一次的痛开始，就是生产过程的开始。
So from the first birth pang, that was the beginning of birth.
然后会重复。
And then this will repeat.
频率会加快，程度会加强。
And the frequency will increase, and the level of pain will also increase.
所以这一段里面讲到打仗、饥荒、地震、瘟疫。
So here it talks about wars, earthquakes, famines, plagues.
瘟疫是在路加福音提到的。
Actually, plagues are only mentioned in the Gospel of Luke.
在历史历代都在发生。
In all generations, all these things have been happening.
但就像2020年一样，越演越烈。
However, just like the year 2020, these things are deteriorating quickly.
而且信主的人，从我们的角度来讲。
Also, for the people who believe in God, in the Lord, like from our perspective.
我们会为主的名被人恨恶。
We will be hated.By people for the name of the Lord.
被人陷害。
We can be delivered up by people.
而且我们中间也会有人迷惑跌倒。
And also among us, there will be people who are falling away, who will be misled.
不法的事增加，爱心也渐渐冷淡。
And lawlessness will increase, and therefore people's love will grow cold.
但是还有教会存在。
However, the church is still in existence.
天国的福音还在传。
And the gospel of the kingdom is still being preached.
神还在用教会向万民做见证。
God is still using the church to preach the gospel.
神的工作也在重复。
To all the nations. And the work of God is also being repeated.
也在加速。
And God's work is also accelerating.
在这中间提到灾难的时候，主耶稣说，灾难开始的时候，他提到了耶路撒冷被攻陷。
When Jesus talked about the tribulation, at the beginning he talked about the Jerusalem would have been attacked.
然后圣殿会被毁。
And then the temple will be destroyed.
但主耶稣说这还不是末期，只是开始。
However, the Lord said, this is not just the end, this is just the beginning.
所以呢，时间表上的第二件事叫做末期。
Therefore, on this timetable, the second phase is called the end. The end time.
所以在这个灾难之中，末期会来到。
So in all these tribulations, the end time will come.
很可能是在生产的时候，医生说现在要 push 的时候。
Maybe it is doing your labor for a child, and the doctor says you need to push now.
因为一个新生命快要进到这个世界了。
Because a new life is about to enter into this world.
所以在24章第14节。
Therefore, in verse 14 of chapter 24,
讲到这第二件发生的事叫做末期。
And it talks about the end time.
这个末期有它的预兆。
There are signs for this end time.
在开始之前，福音要向万民做见证。
First, in verse 14, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world for a witness to all the nations.
所以其实末期也是一段的时候。
Therefore, this end time is also a period of time.
那什么时候结束呢？
And when does this end period end?
这就是时间表的第三件事。
And this it ends at the third incident in this timetable.
也是最后一件事。
Which is the final thing.
是在第三十节。
Which is in verse 30.
这件事发生是一瞬间的。
And when this thing happens, it is in the twinkle of an eye.
这是末期的末了，是人子降临在这个地上。
The end of the end times is when the Son of Man appearing on this earth.
那他的降临的预兆又是什么呢？
What are the signs of the Son of Man appearing on the earth?
是在24章的32节。
Which is in verse 32 of chapter 24.
就是无花果树发嫩长叶的时候。
Which is when the fig tree's branch has already become tender and puts forth its leaves.
所以这个时间表一直是用耶路撒冷以色列国做一个参照。
And this timeline is a cross-reference to the nation of Israel.
神没有忘记他的选民。
God has not forgotten his elect.
当初耶路撒冷被攻占。
Initially, when Jerusalem was being attacked,
地上以色列的国被毁灭。
And the nation of Israel on this earth was destroyed.
之后都是外邦人的时间。
Afterwards, it is also the time of the Gentiles.
今天在圣殿该在的地方是一个清真寺。
Here, the site of the Holy Temple is a mosque.
但是1948年这地上的以色列复国了。
But however, in the year 1948, the nation of Israel was restored as a nation.
这个已经枯干的无花果树发嫩长叶了。
This fig tree that has been wilting has put forth leaves.
这是地上发生的事。
This is an event that happens on the earth.
我们都用眼睛看得到。
We can see them with our eyes.
而且在天上的角度来看呢。
Also from the heavenly vision.
当以色列拒绝神之后，
After Israel rejected God,
他杀了神所差遣来的主耶稣。
Israel killed the person who was sent by God, the Lord Jesus.
这个福音就传到外邦人。
Therefore, the gospel was preached to the Gentiles.
按照圣经来讲，外邦人人数填满的时候，以色列人要再被眷顾，全家都要得救。
According to the Bible, when the gospel was preached to all the Gentiles, the nation will be of Israel will be brought back.
所以在这个预兆跟主再来这一刻这一瞬间之间。
So therefore, the sign and the sign of his coming and his actual coming in this one nanosecond.
马太福音再没提到其他的内容。
The Gospel of Matthew did not mention anything else.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
这就是在三十三节所讲的。
This is exactly what's being referred to in verse 33.
这个预兆已经发生了。
Because the sign is already has already taken place.
马上下面要发生的是什么？
What is going to happen right away?
所以在33节讲到人子进了就在门口了。
Therefore in verse 33 it says he is near right at the door.
天地都要废去，他的话不会废去。
Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away.
所以在这个时间表里我们在哪里？
So where are we in this timetable?
我们现在已经在33节之后了。
We are already at the at the back end of verse 33.
所以他随时会再来。
Therefore, he can come any minute.
或许就在今天。
Maybe just even would it be today?
我一点都不会惊奇会在今天。
I would not be surprised if he would come back today.
在前一段与一位弟兄，他是活在国度这个时光里的弟兄交通。
Earlier, I was fellowshipping with a brother who lives in the kingdom time zone.
我不讲他的名字，但大家都知道。
I will not mention his name, but everybody would know who he is.
因为他的淋巴癌，他开始到主面前来思想。
Because of his lymphoma, he went before the Lord and meditated before him.
他的想他心里面占据他的一个想法，就是如果我马上要见主，我该如何呢？
This thought occupied his thinking. If I were to see the Lord today, what would I supposed to be doing?
他觉得他还没有预备好。
He felt that he is not ready.
现在他包括他的家人在各样事上都学习来为主做见证。
Therefore, he and members of his family are all learning how to bear witness for the Lord.
很多圣徒受他们的帮助。
Many saints have been helped by them.
上周日我们听到他们夫妻一起做的见证。
Last Sunday, we heard about the sharing by the husband, the couple.
所以弟兄姐妹们，也许就在今天。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, what if it were today?
如果是在今天，你是欢欣鼓舞呢，还是灰暗伤心？
If it were today, would you be rejoicing or would you be disappointed and down?
主来到看到我们这个人的时候，我们是活的还是死的？
When the Lord comes to see us, are we alive or are we dead?
我们是警醒在这里生活呢，还是说享乐在那里沉睡？
Are we on the alert or are we in slumber and we are drunk with this world?
感谢主，我们有时间讲到第四点。
Thank the Lord that we have time to talk about my point number four.
就是我们如何预备。
Which is how to be ready.
这个是从马太福音的24章36节开始。
This takes place from verses 36 of Matthew 24 onward.
其实一直延续到25章，都是讲到国度。
And this will cover all the way up till the end of chapter 25 of Matthew.
那这里面我想跟大家交通三点。
Here I want to share with you three points.
第一个就是要警醒。
First, be on the alert.
就像门徒一样，我们也总想知道主你降临那一刻是在什么时候。
Just like the disciples, we also are curious about the exact moment when the Lord will come back.
但是主耶稣在36节怎么讲呢？
But what did the Lord Jesus say in verse 36?
没有人知道。
No one knows.
连子都不知道。
Not even the Son.
唯独父知道。
But only the Father alone knows.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们希望今天断了这个想法。
So brothers and sisters, may we just cut off this line of thinking.
我们每天都要预备。
Every day we have to be ready.
也许就是今天。
What if it were today?
因为那个日子像挪亚的日子一样。
Because that day is just like the day of Noah.
这个像洪水一样审判马上来到。
It's just like the flood. Judgment will come right away.
把地上的人都冲去。
And it will take away all the people in the world.
那英文里面讲的是 taken.
In the English, it talks about these people in the flood were taken.
所以取去一个撇下一个，我的理解，我个人的理解，这里面是讲到审判里面发生的事。
So in verses 40 and 41, it talks about one is taken and one is left. In my personal sense, it is talking about judgment.
在彼得后书里面提到这个日子。
In 2 Peter, it talks about that day.
在3章第10节这么讲。
In 2 Peter 33, it says, chapter 3, verse 10, it says,
在那里讲啊，就说这个日子像贼的日子来到，有行至的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。
But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up.
如此的可怕。
It is so terrifying.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书5章2节。
In First Thessalonians 5:2, it says.
那里面讲主的日子来到，就像夜间的贼一样。人正说平安稳妥的时候，灾祸忽然临到。
There it talks about the day of the Lord will come just like a thief in the night. While they're saying peace and safety, then destruction will come upon them suddenly.
而且在启示录3章3节又讲到这个贼这件事情。
And in Revelation 3:3, it talks about this matter of the thief again.
他那里面讲到说，若不警醒，我必临到你们那里，如同贼一样。我几时临到，你绝不能知道。
So therefore, if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what hour I will come to you.
所以刚才这些章节告诉我们。
So all these verses tell us.
就像马太福音的24章42-43节讲到的。
Just like verses 42, 43, 44 in Matthew 24 says.
贼的日子是只对那些求地上平安的人来讲。
The day of the thief is only referring to people who are on this earth.
Only seek the peace on earth.
When they're only seeking peace on earth.
若不警醒，才像是贼的日子。
If you are not on the alert, then this day will be like a day of thief for you.
所以如果不预备神国的人，
If you are not ready for his kingdom,
主来像贼一样。
When the Lord comes, it'll be like the day of the thief.
当然这里面讲的不是像贼一样不道德 把人的东西拿来。
Here is not referring to like a thief being immoral and takes away your possessions.
因为地上能够最相似的只有贼这个例子。
Because the most comparable example on this earth is like a thief.
主讲的是贼来里面那个带来毁坏这件事。
What the Lord is referring to is the internal destruction that this thief would bring.
是讲贼来你根本不知道这件事。
He is talking about when the thief comes, you don't even know.
所以那个时候是一个惩罚的时候。
So at that time, it is a time of punishment.
它会带来灾祸。
It will bring destruction.
带来损失。
Loss.
甚至你要失去所有的。
And you will lose everything.
但是四十四节讲我们可以逃避。
However, in verse 44, it talks about you can escape it.
条件是什么？
But what is the precondition?
你要醒着。
You have to be awake.
如果你是醒着的人。
If you are awake.
虽然你也不知道主什么时候来。
Even though you also don't know when the Lord is coming.
但人子还是要来的。
But the Son of Man will surely come.
对于不警醒的人，还有那些醒着的人，主都是要来。
To the people who are on the alert and to the people who are not on the alert, the Lord will surely come, regardless.
但不是像贼来的。
But for the people who are on the alert, it is not like the thief coming.
而是像这个家主，他远出之后，远游之后，回到家里，看到管他的这个管家，这个仆人来欢迎他。
But it is more like in later on when it talks about this master when he comes back and see this slave and see how he has been doing.
这个时候是奖赏的时候。
This is a time for reward.
所以我们要警醒，弟兄姐妹们。
Therefore, we have to be on the alert.
那第二点我们要讲到是，既然要警醒，我们该如何警醒呢？
So if we're told to be on the alert, how are we to be on the alert?
这个就是刚才我们读到的路加福音第21章34-36节那里讲到。
This is referring to the verses we read in Luke earlier.
这里面就是警醒的一方面叫脱离今生的思虑。
These verses relate to depart from today's worries of this world.
不要沉迷于这个地上的世界。
Do not be just consumed by things of this world.
不要与跟这个地上的事情来纠缠。
Do not be entangled with things of this world.
不要在这个地上来享乐醉酒。
Do not have dissipation or drunkenness on this earth.
不要把我们的希望摆在这个地上。
Don't put your hope on this earth.
不是一个人，不是一个政府可以成为我们的希望。
You're not putting your hope in one person, in one government.
如果这样的话，神国的来到要成为网罗。
If you do that, then the coming of the kingdom will be like a trap.
我们要与这个旧造这个地一样，要被毁灭，要一样被审判。
And we will be destroyed just like this old creation, and we will also be judged.
因为这地上的没有一块石头留在一块石头上不被拆毁了。
Because there is not one stone left upon another which will not be torn down.
希望我们像挪亚一样，心里面起一个敬畏的心。
May we all be like Noah, have this heart of reverence.
今天你听到这里的话，希望我们有一个心愿，生活要改变的。
When you hear this, may we have this heart to say that our lives have to be changed.
我不再在乎这些地上的事。
I should no longer be mindful of these things on the world.
所以我可以逃避这个将来的审判。
So that I can escape this judgment in the future.
而且我可以站在人子的面前。
Furthermore, I can stand before the Son of Man.
弟兄姐妹们，一个人站在神面前，他能靠什么呢？
What can a man stand before God with?
有一件事我可以肯定的。
There's one thing I'm very certain.
我们的钱财不能让我们站在神面前。
It is not our wealth that enable us to stand before the Son of Man in verse 36.
我们的名利不能让我们站在神面前。
Our reputation, cannot allow us to stand before the Son of Man.
我们的地位不能让我们站在神面前。
Our earthly position cannot enable us to stand before the Son of Man.
甚至我们的一些劳苦工作也不能让我们站在神面前。
Even our labor and toil cannot enable us to stand before the Son of Man.
那下面我们来看第二方面，第二方面的警醒。
Let's talk about the second aspect of being on the alert.
就是在神的家里面服侍来尽忠。
Which is to serve in the household of God and to be faithful.
这个是在马太福音24章45-47节里面提到的。
This is referred to in verses 45 through 47 in Matthew 24.
这里有仆人在神的家里面来分粮。
Here we have this slave who give other people their food at the proper time in verse 45.
今天教会普遍软弱的光景，因为什么呢？
Today, why is the condition of the church so weak?
因为收取的多，但给予的少。
Because a lot of people are just receiving and taking, but very few people are giving.
或者说，我们生命幼小的弟兄姐妹还是很多，但是成熟的不多。
Or in other words, there are many brothers and sisters who have a smaller spiritual life, and the people who have mature lives are not very many number in greater number.
所以我们要有一个开始。
Therefore, we have to have a start.
我记得很多年前，Christy 姐妹她说她一个儿子长大了。
I remember many years ago, Sister Christy shared that one of her sons have matured.
我忘了哪个儿子，因为他四个儿子。
I forgot which son she was referring to because she has four sons.
但是很多年前，可能不是这个 Joel， 虽然他今年也要上大学了。
So it's probably not Joel because this is many years ago that I remember because he's just only starting college.
那个 Christy 姐妹说，这个儿子长大的那一天，进到厨房，他问妈妈：“我能帮你什么？”
So Sister Christy shared that the son, she knew the son has grown up because the son went into the kitchen and said, Mom, what can I help you with?
所以弟兄姐妹们，如果你还没有开始，要有个开始。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, if you haven't started, get started.
在神家有许多的服事。
In the household of God, there are many services.
我们在家里面也有我们的角色，那就是神家的服事。
In our families, we also have different roles, and which is the service of God.
所以在我们的查经组、基要真理组里面。
So therefore, in our Bible study, which is the basic truth group.
现在我们有一个每天的读经群。
Today we have a group that studies the Bible every day.
那里面有许多的弟兄姐妹，不是一个两个，不是两个三个，有很多的弟兄姐妹。
In that group chat, there are many brothers and sisters, not just two or three.
他们每天读经，把自己有体会的章节就摆在这个读经群里。
Every day, these brothers and sisters would read the Bible, and if they have any learnings and from these verses, they would put it in the group chat.
很多时候，我是那个收取的人。
A lot of times, I am the one who is receiving from these brothers and sisters in the group chat.
诚实的讲，有的时候我没有时间读的时候，看到他们这五六个章节摆出来，那就是那一天。这个神要摆在我们心里的。
Honestly speaking, sometimes I don't even have time to read the Bible that day. But then I see the group chat, and there are four, five, and six verses. That is what I read that day.
这些是按时分粮的人。
These are the people who give out food at the proper time in verse 45.
不是那些又高又空的事情。
This is not some high and lofty thing.
是从小事开始。
You start with a small thing.
所以他们是服侍的，我们也接受他们的服侍。
Because these are servants and slaves, and therefore we also receive of their service.
所以当我们也这样服侍的时候
，As we also serve in this manner,
在圣经里面讲到，这样的人要与主一同作王，管理一切。
The Bible says that they will rule and reign with the Lord, and they will govern all.
这一切就是万有。
All means all.
就是所有的一切。
Which means everything.
现在我们又回到国度的概念。
Therefore, we're returning back to the concept of His kingdom.
在世界末了的时候，人子来到。
At the end times, the Son of Man returns.
他来到就是国度的降临。
When He comes, that is the arrival of the kingdom.
他就是国度。
He is the kingdom.
所以对信的人来，是我们得赎的时候。
As far as we who believe, this is our day of redemption.
在路加福音讲，我们要昂首挺胸啊，因为是要得奖赏的时候。
The book of Luke says that we have to straighten up and lift up our heads because this is the day when we get rewards.
但是对不信的人来讲
However, to those people who do not believe,
是末日,
this is really the end day.
是审判,
it is judgment.
是灾难,
it is tribulation.
是灭亡,
destruction.
所以弟兄姐妹, 我们该怎么生活?
Therefore, brothers and sisters, how shall we lead our lives?
在以弗所书第一章第十节那里面,
in Ephesians 1:10 it says,
啊, 神的旨意不会改变。
The will of God will not change.
我还没见到一个产妇，她到了九个月，还一直等，等候有九年，她还不生孩子。
I have never met a pregnant lady who, after waiting 9 months, have to wait 9 years to give birth.
在那里讲到，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，是天上地上一切所有的，都在基督里面同归于一。
Ephesians 1:10 says, with a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of the times, that is the summing up of all things in Christ.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这个生产之难产生的是什么？
So what is this birth pangs bring out?
产生的是教会。
The church is born as a result of these birth pangs.
里面有成熟的圣徒。
In the church there are mature saints.
也包括人子，他来迎接这些属他的人。
Including the Son of God who is going to receive them.
在那个时候，国王要与他的国民见面。
At that time the king will see his subjects.
天跟地要见面。
Heaven and earth will meet.
基督是头。
Christ is the head.
我们是身体。
We are the body.
基督他是新郎。
Christ is the groom.
我们是新妇。
We are the bride.
所以在产难之后生出的就是国度。
Therefore, after the birth pangs, what is as a result, it is the kingdom.
这个教会包括你，包括我。
The church is born. It includes you and includes me.
所以当主再来的时候
when the Lord comes back again,
神国来到之后会有审判。
When the kingdom of God comes, there will be judgment.
审判就是分别。
Judgment is separation.
所以在那个时候其实在马太福音二十五章提到。
On that day, in Matthew chapter 25, it mentions,
有三个比喻。
There are three parables in chapter 25.
讲到要把沉睡的和警醒的分开。
It talks about separating the people who are asleep and people who are awake.
把忠心的和义的跟懒散的和恶的要分开。
It is also separating the people who are faithful and righteous and from people who are evil and lazy.
一边是奖赏，一边是惩罚。
On this hand is rewards. On the other hand is judgment.
所以那一天要发现什么人是有生命的，什么人是没有生命的。
So on that day, we'll discover who really has life and who do not have life.
在那天要发现什么是属基督的，什么是不属基督的。
On that day, we'll discover who is of Christ and who is not of Christ.
所以弟兄姐妹们
，Therefore, brothers and sisters,
在2020年我们的选择是什么
？What is our choice in the year 2020?
到底是我们是警醒？来迎接神的国度呢
？Are we going to be on the alert to wait for His kingdom？
还是醉酒以地上的事为念
？Or are we drunkards and we are mindful of only earthly things？
对神的事情我们没有感觉
，and we have no sensation toward things of the Lord。
我们不会照神的思想去思想。
We do not think according to how God would look and think about things。
不到神面前来求问。
And we do not go before him and inquire of him.
也没有国度的概念。
And we also lack the concept of kingdom.
真的对我们来讲，真的是那么高那么大的事情。
To us, it is such a high and lofty thing.
我们以为在地上的平安稳妥就是我们的结果。
We hear that if there is peace and safety on this earth, that is our end result.
弟兄姐妹们，这些都要被打碎。
Brothers and sisters, all these will be shattered.
那我们如果回到看24章的第三节，耶稣在橄榄山上坐着。
If we go back to Matthew 24 verse 3, it says that Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives.
其实在马可福音是这么讲。
Actually, in the Gospel of Mark, it says this.
是耶稣在橄榄山上面对着圣殿而坐。
Mark 13 verse 3, it says, He was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple.
弟兄姐妹们，希望你今天记得这个图画。
Brothers and sisters, may you remember this picture.
橄榄山是主耶稣离开这个世界再回到这个世界的地方。
The Mount of Olives is where he departed from the world, and the Mount of Olives is also where he would return to the world.
这个是神国所在的地方。
This is where the kingdom of God abides.
所以在这个山上主耶稣坐在那里，他是国王。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives. He is the king.
他面对的是圣殿。
But he is opposite the temple.
是人手的工作。
The temple is just the work of men.
以色列虽然政治经济是被罗马统治。
Even though Rome controls the economy and governance of Israel.
但是他们还是要抓紧他们在信仰在宗教上那个地上的那个美好。
But the people of Israel are still taking hold of their religion on this earth.
所以如果我们也是这样，我们就要进到迷惑里面。
If we're also like those Israelites, we'll also come into confusion.
在基督之外的都要被毁去。
Anything outside of Christ will all be destroyed.
所以今天在2020年。
So today in the year 2020.
神来呼召这样的人。
God is calling for these people.
神每天都呼召这样的人。
In fact, God is calling for these people every day.
是为国度来生活。
People who live for His kingdom.
那有的人可能在现在要问。是不是我就不关心地上的事
？And some of you may have this question: Do I not be mindful of things of this earth？
比如现在发生政治上的事。
For instance, what about the things of politics？
这是一个很难的问题。
This is a difficult question to address.
非常难的问题。
It is very difficult.
因为它要带来许多的迷惑，许多的争端。
Because this will usher in a lot of confusion and strife.
但弟兄姐妹们
，However, brothers and sisters，
照着我的领受
，According to my understanding。
神的国也在地上。
The kingdom of God is also on this earth.
如果基督徒不来彰显神的公义、神的爱
，If Christians are not to manifest God's righteousness and God's love，
如果基督徒对邪恶妥协
，If Christians compromise on the matter of evil，
而且让步的话
，And we also take back，
我们不参与政治
，And we do not get involved in politics，
那迟早。这样的日子也会临到。
Sooner or later, this day will come.
所以我请大家每个人独自的也到神面前来寻求。
Therefore, I urge each one of you to inquire of the Lord individually.
是为着国度。
For His kingdom.
所以当地上有这样的人，这样为主而生活的时候
，When there are a group of people who are living for His kingdom and for the Lord,
他必快来。
He will surely come quickly.
愿我们都是催促他再来的人。
May we all be someone who hasten his coming.
就今天我的交通就停在这里。
This concludes my sharing today.
我们有一个祷告。
Today we will have a prayer.
主啊，我们真的是感谢赞美你。
Lord, we truly thank and praise you.
你没有留下我们在这里做那个孤儿。
You did not forsake us as orphans on this earth.
你有你的圣灵在我们里面。
You have left your Holy Spirit within us.
来唤醒我们。
You are trying to wake us up.
你也用你的话来指引我们。
You also use your word to instruct us.
让我们为你来征战。
So that we can stand with you in warfare.
主啊，这天国的福音要向全地来做见证。
And the gospel of this kingdom will be a testimony to all the nations.
我们真看到人子进了，就在门口了。
We truly see that he is near, right at the door.
这不因我们而迟延。
And may you not delay because of us.
主啊，愿意我们是催促你再来的人。
May we be someone who hasten your coming.
主啊，我们愿人都尊你的名为圣。
We want all to exalt you.
愿你的国降临。
May your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.